Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to our wonderful, precious Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for allowing us to come directly into the throne room of God, according to Hebrews 4:16, in times of need and help. Lord, we come in for mercy. We ask you to do great and mighty things for us. We ask you to reveal to us the truth of your word. We ask you to reveal to the people that will hear your word today the mighty word of the living God, and that we might be more knowledgeable and more understanding about our enemy as well as you when this day is over. Now, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you and ask you to do great and mighty things with your word as it goes out today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, we're continuing today to talk about the spirit of fear and some of the things that allows the spirit of fear to come in to us, and especially children. But it doesn't only work for children. It does work for adults too. It is just easier for a spirit of fear to gain access to a child because they're easier to be motivated into the realms of fear. So whatever you do, mamas and daddies, do not drive your children to fear. That's just like the Lord told us in Ephesians. He said, fathers, do not drive your children to anger. So it's dangerous to do these kind of things. So fear is no different. Now then, some of the things that's out there today that you can view that will absolutely bring fear even into the heart of an adult is the television set. Some of the movies that they are making today, once in a while, I get a glimpse of something that's on TV. I quit watching TV, as far as secular TV, many, many years ago. And I have not regretted not one minute. I don't know any movie star anymore for the last 15, 20 years. I don't know who any of them are. I don't watch any of that stuff because most of the stuff you watch has got sin in it. And some of it is very heavily involved in sin. And nearly 100% of it has vulgar words and profanity. So the Lord tells me not to think on those things and meditate on those things, so I don't. I am obedient to the commands of Christ, and therefore I don't have to worry about fear. It cannot come into my heart. But there's lots of people that will view these wicked movies, or will also read these old scary books. In fact, some people even buy those scary books, and I cannot believe today that we can be so dense in our school systems that our school teachers and our principals, I don't see how they can be so spiritually dead to look at a book like Harry Potter and make that required reading for a child. It just tells me where we are spiritually. And especially if the people profess to be Christians. If you have a Christian teacher anywhere in a school and you are allowing your children to read Harry Potter, I'm going to tell you, sir or ma'am, you have a problem, a serious problem, and you're going to stand before God for what you've done. But that's just like a teacher that teaches evolution. That teacher will stand before God because they've taught those children a lie, not the truth. And the thing about it is, the Word of God says in Hebrews 10:26, that if you do something willfully after you've known the truth, there's no sacrifice for that sin left, but only a fiery judgment of God, the wrath of God to come upon you for doing that. So if you know that these things are wrong, and if you don't, then you need to learn they are, because what they're going to do, they're going to open a spirit of fear to come into you and your family because you have been disobedient to God's word. Now, it's time, folks, that we as Christians become righteous, holy children of the King of the universe. It's time we stop doing all these silly things that we do in church and teach our children that we're in a war and we are to do combat against the devil and to break the power of the devil to bring people into the kingdom of God instead of doing what the Lord tells us not to do. In fact, we do what he tells us not to do, and we do those things, like watching these wicked movies or reading these wicked books or listening to some of this wicked music. I mean, I hear somebody pull up beside me in a car once in a while with some of the most wicked music you can imagine. I can only imagine the condition of that person's mind or spirit if they're listening to that kind of stuff all day. And evidently they are. And then games that they play. I cannot imagine even a child, and much less a grown man, that will sit in front of a computer with games like Dungeons and Dragons, and all they're doing is killing people all day long. Well, so it's just a game. Yes, it's just a game. But what you're doing is not according to God's word. He tells you to walk in love. And if you begin to harden your heart watching and playing these games, there will come a time in your life when you will be able to do those things for real. So you need to not harden your heart playing those games. You need to ask God to forgive you. You need to repent. You need to get rid of all of your movies, your books, your bad music, your games such as Dungeons and Dragons, and all of this stuff, and especially for your children. Now, you as an adult are a little bit more desensitized to these things, and the chances of you getting hooked on this is a little higher, but a little further along, it'd be a little more difficult for it to happen. But still, it is possible. So the thing to do is don't start. So you don't want to open that door to that demon of fear to come in you and begin to drive you. Now then, another thing that causes these evil spirits of fear to come in us is hearing the wrong things. Now, you have to be very careful what you hear. Now, Jesus told us in Luke 8:18, he said, take heed how you hear. Now, that's kind of hard to grasp, isn't it? Take heed how you hear. In other words, if you're listening to people talk about wicked things, if you hear something that begins to go on or somebody's telling something that's wicked or devastating, don't continue to hang around and hear it. Get out of the way. Close your ears. Do not receive those mighty things. So, it's amazing what people hear and how they hear it and what it causes and how it causes a spirit of fear to come into their life. And then some of those people are hung up with that thing all of their life and never get free and live their whole life with these wicked spirits of fear. Now, another thing that allows fear and worry to come into you is when you have the problem of covetousness. Now, this is a primary thing that allows the spirit of fear to come in, because as we covet material things, whatever they are, new cars, new houses, new boats, new television sets, we absolutely open ourselves wide open to be brought into bondage and debt. Because the only way you can get those things is debt. Put them on your credit cards. It's amazing what they do today with young people. They get a young person right out of high school, maybe not even out of high school, send them a credit card with a $1,000 limit, and the average student will have that thing up to $1,000 in a matter of maybe sometimes weeks or months. They don't realize they have to pay those things off. And then they start socking all that high interest on there, and they have you in bondage for life. You might have went down and bought something that was on sale half price, and you put it on a credit card. And then if you didn't have a responsible job, it would take you a long time to pay it off. When you got it paid off, you literally paid it off two or three times. But those people make all that money, and that's what they're there to do. That's Satan's ways in this world. So that covetousness is one of the worst things you can do. It will open the door to put you into debt, which will, when you get into debt, it will absolutely bring on the spirit of fear, and that beast will torment you. Now then, if you were to take the Word of God and read it, the Word of God tells you we are told that our conduct should be without covetousness and we should be content with such things as we have. Then, the Word of God says, that we can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me," in Hebrews 13:6. So, you don't have to fear man. If you walk in obedience to God's Word, and seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all things that your heart desires shall be added unto you. Now, you know, it's amazing how we do that backwards. Instead of doing it God's way, we will train our children to go to school, to do a good job in school, to get a good education, and go to college and all those things, and then kick them out in the business world and tell them, "Good luck. Go get it." Well, that's not God's way. God's way says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven." So if you want your children to be fruitful and productive, teach them first about God. There's not anything wrong with sending them to a good school or homeschooling them or whatever you want to do, as long as you teach your children about the Lord. Because if they'll learn about the Lord, learn who He is, He clearly tells us in His Word, if we will seek Him and His righteousness first, and obey and do what He says, then He says, everything we put our hands to, He will make it prosper for us. Isn't that good news? So, that's out there for you and me. So, what is it we don't understand about doing things God's way? If you take your children, you train them in the Word of God, you read the Word of God to them every day from the time they're little bitty guys up until they get to be 15 or 16 years old. If you will read God's Word to them and you'll pray over them and ask the Lord to bless them and speak His blessings on them like He says, I will guarantee you that God will be able to raise good children out of your family. They will all turn out good. Sure, they may make a mistake or two, but it won't be nothing like the families that do not train their children up in the ways of God. Those children will become drunks and drug addicts and prostitutes and go to jail and everything else. But yours will not do those things because you have trained yours in the knowledge of the Word of God. Come to the end of another day. I'd like to invite you to call me for audios and videos. 940-242-2106. Also like to invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Also, I'd like to invite you to our healing school. We teach a healing school, teach you how to walk in divine health, or teach you how to be healed if you have a sickness, and especially if you have a sickness that the doctors can't heal. We have seen the Lord heal many people. So we have that the second Saturday of every month at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas, the second Saturday of every month, starts at 1 p.m. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle for you.